good stewardship. And that's kind of the challenge, right? Is the idea is we got to conform our will to God's will in all these areas of our lives, right? So I want to take a minute and pray, and we're going to jump right on in. Let's just pray. Father God, thank you, Lord, for your word today. Thank you, Father God, that your word addresses, Lord, all of these areas of life, Lord, that we struggle with, that we wrestle with. And I just pray, Father God, that you would really speak to our hearts. Father, clarify what is fuzzy. And I just pray, Lord, that you would just really teach us, Lord, at a heart level today that we might change. Father, take me out of the way. And I just pray, dear God, that you would really speak in a way, Lord, that would move us to change. And I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so we're going to jump right on in. We're doing our series on good stewardship, right? Which the whole idea is, right, faithfully managing the life entrusted to us. And praise God, God has given us a lot. Would you agree with that? God's given us a lot. We have a lot of things that we can just say thank you, God, for. We're going to move right on down to the next slide. And what I want to focus on today as we stop and think about this, and by the way, how many people have an Apple Watch or an Android Watch? Anybody have one of those? Raise your hand. Got one of those? You know, it tells you sometimes, stand up. You know, when you're sitting too long, right? You know, or it says, you're almost there. Right? Everybody get that message? Or there's a new thing there. It's called mindfulness. Kind of think about our soul and our heart, you know, to kind of focus in, right? What we're going to talk about today is caring for our body and protecting our minds. And we're going to tread on some territory that, by the way, everybody look up for a second. I'm not picking on anybody, and I'm going to pick on myself too some in the areas that I struggle with. So I'm not trying to make you mad or make you anything, but I'm just trying to say this is what God's word says, and there's probably some changes that we all need to make if we're going to be better stewards of our bodies and our minds, right? So let's go dive right on in. We're going to go down to our eternal truth this morning, and just we always kind of tee up our sermon with this idea, and here's the thought. You know, God has given each of us an amazing body and mind to use for his glory. How can we do that, and how are we measuring up to his standards? A lot of times we don't ask that question too much. And I want to just kind of listen into God's word and let him really speak this morning. We're going to hit our eternal truth next. And, you know, as we always put this in there, me and Pastor Ansu and even Chip when he preaches as well, that the idea of the eternal truth is this is what we want to walk away with, right? So today we want to walk away with this thought and take us right down to the next slide, Christopher, so we can focus on it. And here's what it is. And we just read this, and thanks for reading that so well today, Greg. God has redeemed us for himself. Can I get an amen on that? So we should be good stewards of our bodies and our minds for his glory. That's really the fact. So let's talk about that, and we're going to go right on down. And here's the, you know, we kind of left this slide in there. Remember, when we use the word stewardship, everybody always thinks money, 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 money. We're going to talk about money on the very last week of stewardship, but there is a whole lot more than money that we need to think about. So today, we're going to go right on in to caring for our bodies. So, by the way, check that guy out. Anybody watch the Olympics? Right? I was home with COVID, you know, last week, so I saw more Olympics than I ever would have saw, right? You know, when the first couple of days, last Sunday, my body hurt from my hair to my toenails. And that was the red flag on Saturday. I tested. I was like, I don't have COVID. I'm sure I'm okay. And I was really wrong, right? So I'm kind of crazy. So I got to see a lot of the Olympic Games, and how many people saw track last night, by the way? You know, it was amazing, right? It was amazing some of the things that we saw, right? Some of the amazing, like, by the way, the men's 400-meter relay team, they won. The ladies' 400-meter relay team, they won. And by the way, if you saw the ladies, they ran away. They won by, like, a mile, it seemed like. It was unbelievable what they did. So, you know, as we stop and think about that, one of the statements I heard in the Olympics over and over and over, one of the sprinters said this. They said, you saw the 10 seconds that I ran. And we were like, wow, that was amazing, right? But they said, you did not see all the years that led up to the 10 seconds. And that's so true. And I want to talk about this. You know what? God has entrusted us with so much, and we need to spend our time and our years in developing those things and bettering those things so that we can be a better servant for God while he has us here on earth. And I want to throw this out. Everybody look up. When we talk about caring for our bodies, we know, right, that scripture, and I'm talking about the first point here, preliminary considerations. Scripture makes its emphasis on the spiritual side, doesn't it? Everybody agree with that? Scripture says, you know, we got to think, we got to live our lives with eternity in mind, not just the 70 years or 80 years, even 100 years that God gives us on earth. But we can't leave the body out of the picture. There's a balance there that I want us to sort of understand and sort of deal with. And I want to ask you guys a question. Certainly, God's priority is on the spiritual, but there's physical priorities and focus involved as well. And I want to ask you guys this question this morning. Is there anything that you're going to do on this earth without your body? Raise your hand if you think. Anything you're going to do without your body? And here's the point, right? Everything that you do on this earth is going to be in this body until the Lord calls you home. Body goes in the grave. Spirit and soul go to heaven waiting for the new body. But everything we do in this life is going to be done in this body, by the way, for good or bad. You know, and I know we moan and groan about, you know, our arthritis or this or that and all those things. But everything we do on earth is done in the body. So it's important that we have to kind of take a look at this and think this through just a little bit, maybe differently than we have maybe in the past. So we're going to look at some preliminary considerations. That's one. We're going to talk about this principle. By the way, is it biblical to care for our body? Is it biblical? Is it logical? Yeah, it seems like it is, right? There's a picture here. And by the way, we hate this word. Here's the picture about when it comes to caring for our bodies and our minds. The picture of a Christian, a disciple of Christ, is this word. By the way, the word is in the word disciple. It's the word discipline. Discipline. And we don't really like that word. We're disciplined by our parents. We like to kind of be free-flowing and do what we want when we want to do. But discipline is really a driving force that we need to think about. And the Bible teaches that. We're going to go down to the next slide. We're going to kind of cover all these things briefly today. There's a point of caring for our body, and the point is excellence for Christ. You know, and we'll talk about why, give you some ideas about that. There are some pursuits of this discipline when it comes to our physical body that we have to bear in mind, take into account. And by the way, just like that runner getting ready to make a, you know, a 200-yard dash or whatever it is, there's a prize at the end. And we want to think about that this morning. So we're going to dive right into Scripture because, you know, by the way, our ideas tend not to be so good. But here's some preliminary considerations I want to think about. What is more important in Scripture, the physical or the spiritual? Spiritual, right? Because, you know, we're living with eternity in mind. The Lord's preparing us for eternity. He's preparing us to live life here too. So there is sort of this balance that goes on in Scripture. And here's the thought. Can I discount the physical body as a follower of Christ? And there's a reason why. The answer is we do a lot of times as Christians. We're like, well, God will just take care of everything. And I went through this out. Do you remember when Jesus was tempted in the book of Matthew chapter 4? Jesus was tempted by Satan. And Satan said, he put him all the way up on the pinnacle of the temple, and he said this. He said, just jump on down if you're God. And you remember what Jesus said? He said, don't tempt the Lord your God, right? And I want to throw this out. In other words, we are responsible for the physical bodies that God's given us. So we can't just do anything that we want and just think God's going to fix it all and cure it all and make everything okay. We got to steward the body that God has given us in the same way and not presume upon God. Does that make sense? That's what God teaches us, right? Is there some balance in Scripture? And the answer is yes, there is. And again, I just want to ask that question. Can I do anything without my body? Anybody got any ideas? No, right? We can't, right? So we got to think about what's the Lord teaching us. It's a little different way of thinking. So we're going to go right to the next slide, Chris, if you would. And here's a principle that I want you guys to get a hold of, and Greg read this so well. Check this out. Your body, your earth suit that God's given you, right, says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? In other words, you know, and by the way, this message today is really focused on people that are believers in Jesus Christ who seek to follow him and be a blessing and be used by God in their lives. By the way, that should be all believers in Christ. If you're not a believer, man, we want to get you in the boat so that you can join this fight with us as well. But here's the principle, right, that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we understand that the moment that we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ and are born again, God gives us his Holy Spirit. He indwells us. He moves in us. He works in us. He comforts us. He encourages us. He teaches us. He brings Scripture to our mind. He is the force that's within us, and he is housed in our body. We're his dwelling place, right? And it says there, it says, who is it, the Holy Spirit who's in you, and it says, who you have from God. And get this, the moment that we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, we are not our own. That make sense? And by the way, here's the deal. You might say, what do you mean I'm not my own? Can we still make decisions that are very selfish and focused on us? Absolutely. Do we do that? Absolutely. Do pastors do that? Absolutely, right? Is that wrong? Absolutely, in the same way. But here's the point, right? We're not our own. We were bought with a price, and the price that we were bought with is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So God owns our body, God owns our soul, God owns our spirit, and we want to bring him glory in all of those things. And that's what he says. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So we have a new owner. By the way, the Lord purchased us. We were slaves to sin. We were slaves to selfishness. We were slaves to death. God bought us out of that market with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and now we are his children. He owns us, and he wants us to bring him glory. And I want to share with you just for a second. I know our focus is most times on the spiritual side of things, but we can't discount our bodies. And I want to say this, as we stop and we think about that idea, we might ask the question, does the Bible say anything about exercise or about taking care of our bodies? And the answer is yes, it does. So I want to take you to 1 Timothy chapter 4 as we understand this principle. But look what the Apostle Paul, by the way, in 1 Timothy, Paul is the old missionary, and he's teaching the young missionary pastor about how to live life, how to bring glory to God, how to teach people, how to do all those things. And Paul says these words. He says, but reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself toward godliness. And by the way, there's that emphasis on the spiritual. He says, hey, guess what, Timothy? I want you to really work at having a righteousness, a holiness that we just sang about, a godliness. Work at that with all of your strength. Exercise yourself toward that. But then look what he says next. He says, for bodily exercise profits a little. Everybody look up and get that. Bodily exercise profits a little. Everybody, do me a favor. How many people in the congregation say, man, I love to exercise? Raise your hand. Wow, that is really low, right? How many people say, man, I love getting all sweaty and dirty and doing all that stuff. I love it. How come there's no hands up? Right? What's going on here, right? Amen. But check out what the Apostle Paul, under the power of the Holy Spirit, he said this. He says, bodily exercise profits a little. And I want you guys to get this in your mind, right? Bodily exercise is profitable, but a better way to translate that would be for a little while. In other words, while your body's on earth, it's meant to move. And the more you move it, the better you'll be able to move it day by day. So bodily exercise is a good thing. I know we're not always into it, or don't think that's what we always want to do, or it's going to be a waste of time. You know, it's hot, I'm tired, I'm too busy. All those things come up, but it is an important thing. Notice the comparison that he says. He says, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and that which is also to come. So get this in our minds, people, right? Guess what? Taking care of our body in the form of exercise in this case is what? Say it with me. Profitable for a little while. While I'm here on earth, it's profitable. So guess what? The Bible says that if we take care of our body and we exercise it, it's profitable. And I want to throw this out. Everybody look up. How many folks have arthritis? Anybody have arthritis? You know, some of you guys I hear all the time, oh, you know, right? Here's the interesting question. The more you move, does it help? The more you lay around and do nothing, does that make it better? No, right? Kind of proves that out. You know, by the way, if you had, you know, anybody, how many people been in rehab? A lot, right? A whole lot of us been in rehab. By the way, if you haven't been, you will, so keep your hand up, right? You know, my son Dan's going to be a physical therapist. He'll probably have all of us one day, right? You know, rehab's an important thing. Why? Because it restores our ability to move. And a lot of you guys been through it. By the way, is it fun? No. Does it hurt? Yeah. Are you glad you did it when it's all done? Yeah, right? Bodily exercise is profitable. It's a good thing, right? But the spiritual side is profitable in this life while we're here and after too. But I want to keep in mind what everything we do on earth will be done in this body, right? So caring for our body is important. So we're going to skip on down to the next verse. Here's a picture. And again, not something we always like a lot. By the way, the word that we see a lot of times for exercising yourself is a Greek word, and it's called agonistomai is the word. You hear that word that's in it? Agony. I wish that wasn't the word, but like, by the way, you saw those athletes, and when they were on the podium and they had that gold medal around their neck, they weren't feeling all the agony. And they maybe didn't feel it for the 10 seconds they ran. But boy, the 10 years before, they felt a lot of agony. They were out there when it was too hot. They were struggling through injuries and all kinds of things. They're working their way through it, right? But here's this picture. And the Apostle Paul, again, gives us this in 1 Corinthians. And by the way, the Apostle Paul loved to use athletic, physical illustrations. And the one he uses right here, we're talking about the Olympics. That's always like a highlight of us, you know, in our country a lot of times. But there was a game in the Greek area, and it was called the Isthmian Games. You know, the Greek Peloponnese is like an isthmus, this landmass that juts out into the water. They had a games there called the Isthmian Games, and he talked about that in this context. And look what he says. He says, there's a picture, by the way, I want you to get a hold of when you think about our bodies and caring for them, and the picture is discipline. Sounds like disciple, doesn't it, right? And he says this. He says, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? And by the way, we saw that in the Olympics, right? There's all kinds of athletes. I saw a race last night. There was 22 participants. Only one got the gold medal. Only one, right? And he says this, and everyone who competes for the prize, look what he says. I mean, let me back up. But one receives the prize. Run in such a way that you might obtain it. By the way, the prize that we're looking for here, right, as we care for our body is good health so that we can serve God in greater ways. And I want to use an example. Everybody look up for a second. I missed you guys last week. I was on my couch. I was not doing a whole lot of service for God. COVID is something I couldn't really fend off, totally, right? But when I'm sick and when I'm down and when I'm, you know, maybe because I don't take care of myself or you don't take care of yourself, when we're sick or we're down, it's a lot harder to do things for God and bring him glory. You understand? So the purpose isn't I'm trying to be a super athlete so everyone can give me their accolades. The purpose is I want to be fit and as healthy as I can be by the will of God on this earth so that I can serve God passionately as long as I'm here. But I mean, remember, how old was Moses when he got called to serve God? Remember? How many people are 80 years old? You're going to get the call maybe today from God, right? You're only 80. God, and by the way, remember what, this is recorded in Scripture multiple times. It said that Moses basically never lost his strength or his health all the days of his life. Isn't that crazy? And God can do that. And he wants us to steward what he's given us so that we can serve him in that kind of way, right? But check out what he says, right? Here's this picture of discipline. He says, and everyone who competes for the prize is what? Temperate in all things. What does that mean? What's temperance? Disciplined. We're disciplined in all the things that we do, right? And he says, now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. Excuse me, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I preach to others, I myself should become disqualified. So the word when it comes to stewarding our bodies is what? Discipline. Let's talk about what discipline looks like. How many people are kind of hungry? Anybody hungry? All right. If I took out a big bag of potato chips, right, and I just kind of passed them around, most people are like, ooh, they're kind of good. You know, by the way, you shouldn't have the whole bag. Isn't that right? Discipline says, I'm going to take a few and pass the bag to my neighbor. Right? A lack of discipline is, I'm going to have the whole bag. Right? I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to pick on Jonathan. Jonathan and his family just came back from a cruise. What do people do on a cruise? Right? You know, by the way, I tell you this, let's bring it local. You know, one of the places we like to go, a lot of us like to go, we go to Sight and Sound, right, to see, you know, things in the Amish country. But what do we usually go before that comes? We go on to the buffet, right? And the buffet, right, the buffet is all about you can go back as many times as you want, right? But, again, as we try to care for our bodies, at some point we have to push away from the table and get down to the business of living life, right? Makes sense, right? Discipline really, really works in the picture here. Take us down to the next slide, Chris, if you would. Here's the point, and I did say this, I'll say it again. Look what the Lord wants us to do. He says, therefore, whether you eat or drink, by the way, there's kind of like the lowest common denominator of things that we do in life. You know, we might eat, we drink, we work, you know, we do all these different things in life. Kind of everybody, does anybody here not eat or drink? And of course, the answer is no, right? We all do that. He says, so whatever you do, right? Do all to the glory of God. Whatever you do. So as you eat, you drink, you take care of your body, you do everything that God's given you in this life to do, whatever you do, do it to the glory of God. And then just for good measure, Paul wrote it again in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. He says, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, when you say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're trying to do what? glorify his name, right? It's kind of the idea. So this point, this principle is we are trying for excellence and to create opportunities for us to serve the Lord Jesus Christ every day of our lives that the Lord wills that we can. Does that make sense? And I'll just say this again, right? Opportunity. Our opportunities are more limited when we don't take care of ourselves. And I'll throw this out many times, and we'll get to some areas about that in a second. You know, we all struggle in one area or another when it comes to our health, don't we? We all do. So we're going to go down and take a look at some of those areas this morning. So take us down, if you would. Christopher, to the next slide. So the point, right, is this idea of excellence and opportunity for Christ. There's three verses here, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, Proverbs 31, 30, and 1 Peter 3, 3, and 4, that remind us in taking care of our body, we are not doing it for our own selfish pleasure. Look what he says in 1 Samuel 16. He says, "The Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at our heart." He says this phrase, "Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing." He says, "Don't let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart." There's this balance of scripture, right? Care for the body, but make sure you care for the soul, right? The way God wants us to, right? So we're going to skip on down. We're going to kind of get into the nitty-gritty, as they say. So you guys, I'm sorry. This kind of, again, God's word teaches this. We don't really talk about this a whole lot. But when we pursue our physical health, these are the disciplines, excuse me, of a disciple. Here's the first one. Nutrition, diet, and weight management. And I want to just stop for a second. Remember I said everybody struggles with some or all of these, right? So our purpose today is to say, what are the areas that I need to work on to be a better steward of the body that God has given me? So here's the first one, nutrition, diet, weight management. We live in a world, right, where we struggle with all kinds of things that relate to that. Diabetes, right? Arthritis can be a function of our weight is just too big for our frame to hold. Cancers can result from this. Heart disease. You know, all the big things that we hear and, you know, talk about all the time, right? So there's an area where are we getting good nutrition? Are we managing our weight the way we should? And again, it's real, right? God says, take care of your body. So we got to kind of manage those things, right? Here's the next one, physical activity and exercise. The Apostle Paul said, right, it's profitable for what? A little while you on earth, right? I know when I don't exercise, I tend to be more angry, more anxious, more frustrated, less easy to be around. Obviously, I gain weight. You know, all those kind of things happen, right? And all those things really are bad for my health. By the way, one thing I didn't mention was high blood pressure, right? Which, again, many people deal with. High cholesterol. All those things, right, kind of fall in those categories. So physical exercise and activity. And I thought I used the word activity, too. Some people say, well, I don't want to run. I don't want to ride a bike. I don't want to do this. I'm going to do that. Anybody like to garden? Mow your lawn? Walk around the block, walk your dog, you know, walk with your wife, walk with your husband. Those are all good things that really help us. And many, many doctors say walking is the best exercise, right? Not too hard on the joints, etc., right? The third area of pursuit is, how about this one? Mental health and stress management. You know, we're not really healthy unless all those things are sort of in line as well. So think about how you deal with stress. Anybody struggle with anxiety? Let's be real. I do sometimes too. I'm trying to do too many things, and I'm just like, I can't get it all done. Let's be real. Do you struggle with that? Do you struggle with like being stressed out? Right? We're like, oh, it's too much, it's too much, too much. Right? We deal with those things. You know, and I we're going to talk about this next week. We're going to talk about, by the way, in Psalm chapter 23, remember this verse that says that God restores our soul? We're going to look at some soul care next week, think about how we steward our souls. But, you know, one of the things that God has given us are some of these things that really allow us to relax, really get our focus off of ourselves and back on God. And if we don't do any of those things, what happens? We just remain these anxious, angry, frustrated, stressed out individuals. And I'll throw this out. There is no awards for being a stressed out Christian. You know, we do so much that we're stressed out. Like is that really where God wants us to be? You know, with no joy and just miserable and angry and, you know, touchy. That's not what God's looking for, right? So we got to think about, is that an area that we need to work on? And then how about this next one? Prevention and treatment of disease. And I want to encourage us on this one, too. You know, we live in a place, and I know, by the way, it costs a lot more money. Insurance is crazy. All those things are true. But praise God, when we have something that seems like it might be wrong, we can go find out if it really is. Most of the time, right? And then we have to wait sometimes and be patient. And it's not always what we want to do, but we need to do some preventative care in our bodies. Like go to the dentist is preventative care. Go to the doctor. Check your blood pressure. Check your blood sugar. Check your cholesterol. You know, if you have something that doesn't seem right, check it out. Those are good things that we need to do. So prevention and treatment of disease. By the way, if we have something that's wrong, let's treat it. You know, those are the kind of things we need to think about, again, as we pursue this idea of physical health, because we want this body to be able to serve God for as long as the Lord wills well. Now, how about this next category, sanctified living? And I want you guys to go back with me to the book of 1 Corinthians. We kind of took a little divergence from there for a second. But check out 1 Corinthians. I want to just read a couple of the verses to you. I didn't really put the verse up here. I did put 1 Corinthians 9, this idea of discipline in all those areas. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul wrote these words. He said, "All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful." Isn't that true? So there's like as a believer, like, you know, the control of sin has been broken. All that stuff is broken. So I can choose to do almost anything. All things are lawful, but all things are definitely not helpful. Isn't that true? Amen to that? All things are not helpful. And look what he says here. He says, "All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." And by the way, doesn't that make sense? We're kind of shifting gears a little bit from the physical to the spiritual. In other words, you know, I can choose to do a lot of things, but I don't want to be brought under their power. You know, and I'll throw out, one of the things our age struggles with right now is substance abuse. You know, or even I'll throw this out, people are addicted to food. You know, we have all these different addictions where we can't stop. But we don't want to be brought under the power of any of those things which are outside of the body and outside of the soul and things that by the grace of God, Jesus Christ has conquered. And if we have those issues, we need to kind of address them. And Paul says that, right? And then he uses this phrase. He says, and by the way, this was used. The church at Corinth was a lot like the church in America. They were into everything and wanted to rationalize and justify all sorts of unbiblical and ungodly things. They weren't asking, what should we do? They were saying, what can we do because we have freedom. And the church at Corinth is a good example of kind of the world we live in today. And he says, foods for the stomach and foods for the stomach and the stomach for foods, but God will destroy both. it and them. And then he goes into this category. And by the way, this context is a lot about this issue, sexual immorality. We're talking about sanctified living. And Paul addresses it because it was a giant problem at Corinth. And it's a giant problem in our world today. And he says, now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know, and why we just heard this, that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? No, is the idea, right? Certainly not. Or do you know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. And then he says this phrase. And by the way, this word is only used twice in Scripture. And everybody can kind of look up for a quick second. That's what he says. He says what? Flee sexual immorality. There's only two things that God says when we're confronted with sin to run away from. One is idolatry, and the other one is sexual immorality. And he says, don't even get close to it. Don't mess with it. Don't play with it. Don't tempt it. Just get out of there. And he says the same thing about idolatry. Because again, our body and our mind cannot handle that level of temptation. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but one who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? You were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So I want to talk about this for a second. Sanctified living, right? So Corinthians addresses what area? Sexual immorality. What are some other sanctified living areas that we should consider? You can shout it out. What are some other areas that we should consider? Say it again, John. I'm sorry. It must have affected my ear, the COVID. I couldn't hear. Pornography. So that's the sexual piece. What are some other areas, though? How about substances? I'm going to pick one out, right? Is that something that we ought to be trafficking in as one who is concerned about our body and the glory of God? Right? It really isn't, right? It really is an issue. By the way, I told you it's going to be a little unsettling, some of these conclusions we're going to draw, but that's an area, right? By our world, we are faced right now in our state of New Jersey with legalized marijuana. And I want to say this from the pulpit, is that helping us? Is that helping us as a people? No, it's not helping us. I understand the medical part, praise God, that there's some things that they can do to help people, but it's not helping our students who don't have the ability or the mind or the understanding to say no. It doesn't help them. You know, and these are the kind of things he's talking about. Sanctified living is, you know, don't traffic in these substances. Drugs, even alcohol, use it sparingly, right? Again, there's so many things that come from that that take years off of our lives and quality out of our years. Like he says those things. And by the way, the Bible says, you know, to be clear about these things, it's so important for us to understand those things, right? Sanctified living is really what we want to focus on here. You know, smoking. And again, does the Bible say don't smoke? But we know, right? We would be lying if we said it's good for you. It won't hurt me. No, it will. You know, those kinds of things, right? Like we need to not traffic in those areas. And by the way, here's a cool thing. In the power of God, he can get us out of those things, right? And that's just this idea of stewarding our bodies and teaching on those things. Like, we have the ability. I love, by the way, remember the first verse he said, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful? Amen, right? Isn't that true? Like, we can say it's okay, it's legal, you can do it. But it's not helpful. And again, that's where as we steward our bodies and teach our children, our grandchildren to steward their bodies, let's do the things that are helpful, not the ones that are unhelpful. So these pursuits are huge. And by the way, take a quick minute. Maybe it's a good chance if you have brought your phone. This is a good snapshot. That's not all my things. I kind of looked up a lot of medical sites, and they said these are the five things that mean health, that translate to good health. So jot them down if you did not or if you did, praise God. So we want to go on to the next one. Then we got to stop in a minute here. So let's take us down to the next one there, Christopher, if you would. So what's the prize? If I do all those things, what's the prize? And here's the first one. Well done from the Lord. You know, in Matthew 25:23, we hear this at funerals, right? His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many. Enter into the joy of your Lord." That's kind of awesome. Can you imagine, like, as I steward my body so that I can serve God all of my life, one day I'm going to hear the words from Jesus, "Well done." That's a good thing. And then how about this? You know, if I actually take care of my body, you know, I probably won't die, as we say, prematurely. Unless the Lord wills. There are some people the Lord takes out early. Their life is, you know, our times are in God's hands. How about number three, though? Wouldn't it be great as we steward our body that God would add more life to our years? In other words, more ability, more vibrancy, more just opportunity to serve God because I stewarded what God gave me well. And that's something I want us to think about this morning. More life to our years means more ministry. I know if you're in the hospital, God can use you there, but I think he can use you more when you're out here. It's hard to staff Bible school from the bed. You know, it's hard to staff those things from those places. God can use you as a witness everywhere and does, but man, if I steward my body, man, I can do so much more for God. By the way, everybody look up. I want to say this. Isn't it amazing in our church how many 80, 90, 70, 60-year-old people that are doing so much? It's unbelievable, right? It's unbelievable that God has preserved you. And I want to pick on Mr. Long. We talked about this many, many times, Mr. Long. Right? Mr. Long, he said, people always say, "Richard, how do you keep doing what you're doing?" And Richard always say, "Good, clean living." Right? You told me that story a million times, I think, right? But isn't it true? Look at how this body of Christ, by the way, if we took out our 70s and 80s from our church, I'm not sure how many ministries we would have. That's an encouragement if you're below 70 or 80, get engaged. But if you're older, 70s and older, look what God has done. Look at the life that God has added to your years as you have stewarded the body that God has given you and you've grown in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's the bottom line of that. As a result of all those things, guess what? More glory to God according to his will. Again, people come in, they see what's going on, like, whoa, how are they doing that? God, God's power. You know, God's working in us to steward what we have, to keep. And we surely want to say, hear God say, well done in that day. So I'm going to stop right here. And we're going to pick up the mind part next week and also talk about restoring our souls. By the way, anybody need a little soul restoration? Siri is talking. It's okay. No worry. No. We are all human. But I want to challenge you guys right now. And then we're gonna celebrate the Lord's table this afternoon. I want to challenge you guys. Think about all of those areas of our health, right? And Christopher, can you back us up to that slide that listed those five things? That was amazing. Good job. First time. That was excellent. Check it out, right? There's the areas, there's the pursuits that we as disciples of Christ need to apply the discipline to so that we can bring more glory to God. So I want to challenge us, right? Anybody struggling with nutrition, diet, or weight management? By the way, weight management, if you're an American, that's probably your struggle, right? Physical activity, anybody need to kind of get off the couch and get somewhere, right? Probably a lot of us could do more with that. Stress management and mental health. You know, we're struggling with different things, right? Could we do better there? What are some things we could do by reaching out to others for help? Prevention and treatment of disease. You know what? I hate going to the doctor. Anybody with me? Amen? But guess what? He keeps me on my feet, right? So we got to kind of go there. The dentist, by the way, every time I go there, he hurts my mouth and he hurts my wallet. Every time, right? But I still have teeth and I can enjoy food, which is really important as being a Baptist. So I like, dentist is good, right? Sanctify living. What are some areas that I'm struggling with there that I need to say, you know what? I'm going to turn and go the other way. I'm not going to do those things. You know, I know things are legal. Everybody's doing it. It's this, it's that. But guess what? It will not add life to your years, and it may take away years from your life. So I want to challenge us. God wants us to be a steward of our body and our mind. Amen? And, you know, we're going to take a minute. We're just going to bow our heads, and we're going to go to the Lord's table in a second. But I want to challenge you. Before God, if there's an area that you're struggling with, would you take it to God? Even right now. And as you bow your heads, I want to share an area that I struggle with. And this needs to be in here too, about prevention and treatment of disease. You know, here's a challenge for me. Sleep. Anybody struggle with that? A lot of us, right? We work too much. We're going job to job, this to that, one thing to another. Guess what? That is one of Pastor Gary's biggest struggles. And I lose more than I win there. And then sometimes, then I get sick, and then I go, man, I probably should get more sleep, right? So I want to challenge us before God, all of us, take to God right now your area of stewarding your body that you need help with. Let's just pray. I'll give you 20 seconds to pray, and I'll close. Father God, you know our hearts, Lord. You know our thoughts, Lord, before we do. You know our motivations. You know our intentions. And I pray, dear God, that you would work, Lord, as we seek to be better stewards, Lord, of our time, our gifts, and, Lord, our bodies and our minds. I pray, dear God, that you would identify in us right now areas that need change. And, Lord, I just pray that you would work in each one of us, Lord, one, to confess it. And two, Lord, by your power, Lord, that you would help us really change. And Lord, I just pray these things in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, with thanksgiving. Amen.